tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'm Elf Holly Berry speaking from North Pole Flight Command. Santa's sleigh has been flight tested since mid-June, but this hour marks the final test flight of Santa's sleigh. One last effort to make sure everything works perfectly before Santa takes off some 18 hours from right now. Let's go to Elf Mitch in the sleigh barn for a live report.
Holly, there is no ceremony for this final flight. It contains two occupants, the pilot, known by the call sign Thunderbell, and it also contains Elf Crash Murphy, our Eye in the Sky reporter who spends more time in the sleigh every Christmas than even Santa Claus. They are in the sleigh now. The doors are open, snow swirling in the dark sky outside, and they're off. Holly, Flight Command is now tracking the final test flight and its progress to be followed at NorthPoleFlightCommand.com.
Mitch, is anything known about the flight plan for this final test flight?
We know that they will head south over Canada and the northern United States, Holly. The plan is to get some tropical air over the skies of the Caribbean and then head east toward Africa. After that, we just don't know where it's going to go.
What about the flight duration, Mitch? How long before the sleigh returns to the North Pole for final outfitting?
Traditionally, this is a long flight, Holly, but it's also somewhat top secret. It may last 15 minutes, it may last 15 hours, as it did last year. Those are details they do not share with us due to security concerns.
Thank you, Mitch, for that fine report. We will update you with news of this final test flight as the day progresses. From North Pole Flight Command, I'm Elf Holly Berry reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.